Chapter 54. The day seemed to stretch on forever. Mr. Wisniewski was their English teacher. He was tall, slender, and had dark brown hair. What was striking about his appearance was that he taught in a long, black cap-and-gown-style robe that was zippered up tight and revealed only the knot of his tie and the white starched collar of his shirt. He spoke in clip tones. He did not allow them to remove their jackets. The clock did not seem to be moving. Ron's mind wandered. Wisniewski did not even ever look at his students. He kept his eyes fixed on a point on the rear wall, up over their heads. He didn't smile or ask for questions. When it was finally over, Ron felt like cheering. Out at his locker, he noticed that several of the guys were hanging their blazers in the locker. That seemed like a good idea. At least he wouldn't have to wear the thing to and from school. Ron went home that night, ate dinner with Marjorie and George. They asked the obligatory questions about how his first day was. He didn't tell them he had been slapped in the mouth. He had wanted to forget that had happened. Besides, he wasn't a baby. He could take it. After dinner, he read. He was lying on his bed with a transistor radio playing Surfer Girl. His door was closed to blot out the sound of the TV and their voices. His eyes felt heavy. Then he was asleep with his book still opened and still dressed. The next day felt like a copy of the first. It was just as hot. It was just as interminably long. Jim, at the end of the day, felt like freedom. His mind was focused on the tryouts. He wouldn't even have to change, and he would be right there. The freshman coaches lined them up on the track, which was in back of the school and had once been a parking lot. The brothers had dug up the asphalt and planted grass. The lot was surrounded by a pointy-tipped, 10-foot-high iron fence. Ron's belly felt like it was fluttering. He wanted this so badly. The coaches showed them how to stretch out their legs and arms. There were 5 coaches watching. They were going to run sprints, 4 across. 2 coaches were standing at the starting line, and 3 were at the finish. When it was Ron's turn, he was placed in the lane closest to the school. He looked at the other 3 guys, who also looked nervous. Coach Jensen said, "Ready?" He paused, then in a louder, more urgent voice said, "Go." Ron ran. He tried to run faster than he'd ever run before. People were watching him. He felt himself pulling ahead. When he crossed the finish line, Coach Peters said, "Good job." A few minutes later, they had lined him up with another group. At go, he felt himself flying. His arms pumped. The heat of the pouring day and a jacket was behind him, and he was putting as much distance as he could between it and him. This time, it was a tighter finish, but he was still first. He felt Coach Peters' eyes on him, and then Peters turned to the other 2 coaches. Peters pointed at Ron and called him over. "Can you go again?" Ron almost shouted his reply. "Yes, Coach." He trotted back to the starting point. Peters signaled to have Jensen put him right on the track. Ron ran as hard as he could. This time, he was 2nd, just behind a lanky kid who could really fly. Coach Peters called Ron over. "What's your name, son?"
"Ron Tuck, sir."
"Ron, you got some size, and speed, and endurance." Ron blushed. "Do you love football, son?"
"Yes, sir."
"Do you know how to use those shoulders?"
Ron was confused and didn't know how to answer. The coach waited for a reply. Were they going to cut him already? He won the first 2 races. Did you have to win 3 to make the team?
"I'm asking if you know how to block and tackle, Ron." A light lit up Ron's face. He smiled. "Yes, sir." "Wait over there." Connors pointed to a spot on the grass on the field.
Ron trotted over and sat down. Soon there were three other boys sitting with him. They watched the rest of the sprints. Then the other boys were taken into a group with Coach Jensen, and Connors walked over to them with Coach Timlin. "Well, boys, got a little surprise for you. The sophomore team is a little light this year, and we're moving you three up. Go with Coach Timlin and we'll get you suited up." Ron's heart sang an aria. He watched as Coach Jensen sent some of the boys home and then started a second round of sprints. The locker room that the football team used smelled of sweat and soaked clothes and equipment. The varsity had already been practicing for a week. Ron was fitted with a helmet. Coach Timlin picked it up from a pile of neatly stacked helmets. It was a hard plastic and had a face mask with two bars running horizontally from ear to ear and two short vertical bars that connected them. It was much heavier than the helmets he had tried on at the sporting goods store. Timlin said, "How's that feel?" Ron was almost giddy. "Heavy." Timlin grinned. "You'll get used to it." Next, they moved to shoulder pads. Timlin fitted him like a tailor. When the pads were on, he raised both of his fists and slapped them down hard on Ron's shoulders. Except for the pressure of the contact, Ron hadn't felt a thing. They shared a grin. Hip pads, thigh pads, knee pads, pants, and a jersey went quickly. "Get dressed and let's have a look at you," said Timlin, and walked off to start with the next kid. Ron stood in front of the mirror and looked at himself. He loved what he saw. He was still standing there when Peters walked into the locker room with a fourth kid. Now he had a team. Philip and Ron went to their lockers together. "I don't know why they picked me out," said Ron. "You're big and you're fast," said Philip. "I wish they picked you too." "I'm glad they didn't pick me, Ronnie." "Why?" "The guys they picked you to play with are older and bigger and faster. They're going to make you pay." "I figured that," said Ron.